Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. Here to help us, as usual, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So how's life in the swamp today?
Well, there's a real interesting story out of Forbes magazine, and it's about a Charleston, South Carolina startup. And the name of the company's Natalist, and they curate and ship FDA-cleared pregnancy and fertility tests along with essential prenatal vitamins and education literature. And the management team of the company is mostly women, and they've all themselves had problems when they were pregnant finding, you know, the right kind of products to help them through their situation. And so they created this company to solve that personal problem they had, and that's usually a pretty good step towards a successful business, isn't it?
That's how they usually get started. Somebody experiences or perceives a problem and then seeks the solution, and the solution becomes the new business.
Yeah, so this company launched this past August, and it's announced it's raised $5 million in seed capital. Holy moly, Mike. That's the biggest seed capital round in South Carolina that I know of. I don't know if you know of one bigger.
No, not right out of the gate money. That's incredible. $5
million. Yeah, and so they've got a number of investors. Katrina Lake, who's the founder of online personal shopping service Stitch Fitch. John Doerr, who's a partner with Kleiner Perkins, one of the blue chip venture capital firms, a Goldman Sachs partner. You know, I got interested and I started digging and I said, how does a South Carolina company raise $5 million? Well, the CEO is a lady named Hallie Techo, late 30s. Go look at her bio, and it's pretty darn impressive. She's got a bachelor's degree from Case Western. She's got a master's from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, and then she's got a Harvard MBA. And so the lead investor in this company is a lady named Eileen Lee. So I go trying to dig into where she comes from and how she might possibly know Hallie. Number one, she's got a venture fund called Cowboy Ventures. She's in Palo Alto, California, so Silicon Valley. You know, if you're going to raise this kind of seed money, it's almost certainly got to come from someplace like that because it's just a different culture. I start looking into her career, and she's a partner with Kleiner Perkins. Well, there you go, right? We just said John Doerr invested, and that's a big blue chip Silicon Valley venture fund, and she was there for a while. She's got a pretty awesome background in a number of different companies, but you scroll on down, and she's got a bachelor's degree from MIT. And where do you think her MBA is from? Harvard. So there you go. Bing, bing, bing. When you're putting together companies like this and you're trying to raise this kind of money, it's all about networking, isn't it, Mike? It's all about people. It's all about relationships. This is a Charleston company started by a woman CEO focused on solving a problem that she and many people in her team have personally experienced. And their career has allowed them to build networks and relationships, you know, across the country and probably around the world. You know, she's going to focus on marketing. So this is all about scaling. This is all about growing revenue. She's not talking about developing new products necessarily, but curating what exists and packaging it in a way that makes it easier for customers to buy. So that's what the money's going into. That's not particularly surprising either that, you know, this is a company that's, you know, positioned to grow very rapidly. You know, she's got a pretty deep team of people. But of course, she's got $5 million, right, to put this team together. So I guess for entrepreneurs listening to this, if you're going to try to do something like this and really kind of get out of the gate with a significant amount of money, it's about getting people of influence and people with relationships involved with you that can help put together a transaction like this. Similar people with the same kind of company and the same kind of products that didn't have these relationships wouldn't be raising $5 million. So it'd be nice to see more companies like this in South Carolina.
Well, as you've told us many times in the past, connections are certainly important, and this is a prime example. Well, John, how does the event calendar look as the year's winding down?
There is the Charleston Venture Capital Conference coming up in November. A lot of what they're going to focus on is enterprise business-to-business software. Tech After Five goes on all over the state every month, and both are good places for entrepreneurs to plug in.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.